Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I am Julien Heuillet. Millions of Australians living with ongoing health conditions can get cheaper medicines under the first stage of the federal government's 60-day dispensing policy. From today, consumers with chronic conditions will be able to get 2 months' worth of medicine for the price of one. Health Minister Mark Butler says it means GPs will not need to routine repeat scripts.
Good for hip pocket, good for health, but it will also free up millions of consults for GPs who are currently occupied issuing routine repeat scripts rather than dealing with more serious health conditions in the community.
The Greens want superannuation payments on paid parental leave in exchange for their support for the government's tax changes aimed at wealthy retirees. Greens spokesperson for women, Larissa Waters, says the party will support Labour's legislation to increase the tax on high super balances if the government adds superannuation to Commonwealth paid parental leave. Senator Waters says women are retiring into poverty as they tend to disproportionately bear caring responsibilities. Healthcare workers who have not received a COVID-19 vaccination will return to Queensland hospitals as the government begins consultations to stop the pandemic-enforced rule. Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says the decision to mandate COVID-19 vaccinations for Queensland health and ambulance staff no longer applies due to high jab rates and natural immunity in the community. The decision to scrap the rule was made by Chief Health Officer Dr. John Gerrard, with some 1,100 workers stood down due to the directive during the pandemic. This was approximately 1% of health staff in the state. A new report in the cause of 20 million fish deaths has sparked demands to overhaul New South Wales Water Guardian and enforce laws in the Darling Baaka River system. The report has warned that the mass fish death in Menindee in March could happen again because the dead bodies decompose amid a drying climate. Professor Hugh Durand-White says causes were well documented in previous reports. However, many recommendations have not been implemented. The chief scientist and engineer's top recommendation was to enforce environmental protections and has urged introducing legally enforceable obligations to protect the health of the entire catchment's ecosystem. Supporters of Poland's main opposition party say freedom, democratic standards, and Poland's place in Europe are among their top concerns in the country's upcoming parliamentary elections. Supporters of the Civic Platform Party, led by former Prime Minister and European Commission President Donald Tusk, have expressed worry over Poland's place in the EU if the ruling party Law and Justice win a third term in October's vote. Critics say a third term would mean Poland is likely to continue drifting away from democratic standards and have accused the government of politicizing the judiciary. University professor and undecided voter Michael Bilevich says for him, academic freedom and anti-refugee policies are his biggest considerations.
I'm working in academia, and for me the central issue now is the academic freedoms in Poland and basically freedom of speech in this country, academic liberties, the question of political repressions for those who are speaking about human rights violations the problems of very harsh anti-refugee policies.
I am Julien Heuillet. This is SBS News in Easy English.